Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Everything Pup podcast. I'm your host, Holly Montgomery. Well, guys, this is officially my very first product review podcast. I got thinking a few weeks ago about how the every other week thing is cool. And I mean, it's kind of what's manageable in my current schedule, but how it would be nice to kind of have something in between, like just little bite sizes of info, just to kind of give you something to get you going to the next major episode of the podcast. So I was thinking maybe I should do product reviews. I mean, I have access to products all the time in my store, so I'm always looking for new things and trying out new things and loving some and hating some. So I thought, hey, why not share that with you guys? So hopefully this is something that you find interesting, and I would love your feedback. So please make sure you let me know, whether it be in the comments on social media, or feel free to send me an email and just let me know what you think of the product reviews. I know you can't see them, so this is one thing I've already thought of. Be sure to check out the show notes, and I will definitely link to the podcast blog posts. There will be an associated blog post for every podcast. And on that, I will show photos, because obviously you might want to see what these wonderful products look like. Now, here in Canada, it is the beginning of October, which means we are heading into winter season. And what that means is that we are gearing up to get our dogs cozy and warm for the winter season. Now, in Canada, there are days definitely when almost every dog could use a coat. So I thought, why not discuss winter coats on this episode, the very first one? Now, I thought it might even be more interesting to compare to, so that you guys would get a good idea of the two coats that I like, my two favorite ones, and why we would recommend one over the other for a dog parent. All right, so here we go with our comparison of the Tompa Pompa versus the Herta Extreme Warmer dog jackets.
You're listening to the Everything Pup Podcast, the place for dedicated pup parents to find valuable dog-centric tips, interviews with trusted industry experts and your favorite dog brands, and everything else you need to become an informed advocate for your best friend. Now, here's your host, Holly Montgomery.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Okay, so in our stores, we carry a number of different fall, winter, and spring kind of apparel. But the winters here get really cold, and we're talking like it could go down to minus 35, minus 40 Celsius. And granted, many of us aren't going to be out in that weather. We do have to be prepared for cold weather. So the winter jackets that I'm talking about today are for full-on winter conditions. So this is if you need to take your dog for a walk to go to the bathroom, or even if they're in dog sports and competitive sports and they need something to kind of keep them warm, either during competition or even during the downtime. So these coats, both of them, are very warm jackets. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the Tompa Pompa, which is sounds almost like a kid's cartoon, but it is actually a very cool winter coat. And we're going to be talking about the Herta Extreme Warmer dog jackets. Now, the Tompa Pompa is a relatively new jacket for our locations. And that's mainly because, well, for one, it's not very common, and we didn't really know about it. And a friend of mine, actually, a previous guest on this podcast, Danya Rorda, she recommended that coat because a lot of people in dog competitive sports like that jacket, and we're going to go into the reasons why. And the Herta Extreme Warmer is just a jacket that we've carried for a very long time alongside a number of other jackets. So the Herta jacket, we've definitely had longer, and it's a very popular jacket, and I can't see any reason why we would ever stop carrying it. But it's really nice to have the Tompa Pompa that we've brought in recently just to give people some variety. So what I'm going to do, how this is going to work, is I'm just going to kind of go into the features of each coat separately, and then we're going to kind of talk at the end about why you might want one over the other if you haven't made up your mind by that point. So the key features of the Tompa Pompa. Now, weirdly, both of these jackets are made in Finland. Well, probably not made there, but the companies are Finnish. So we'll start off by saying that the Tompa Pompa is actually a Finnish company. And this particular jacket actually has a very large collar on it. And when you see the pictures, you'll know what I mean. And this collar can go up or down. You can kind of have it up so that it goes just behind the ears, or you can fold it back so that it's just laying back on top of the jacket on the bottom of the neck. So they also have a leash hole, which I know is important for a lot of people. And that leash hole is for the collar only. It has reflectors, which we know are very important. And it has a tail slit, which is basically just a little slit at the back of the jacket so the dog's tail can freely go up and down. We know some dogs, like my dog Kingsley, he's got a husky tail, so his tail is up most of the time unless he's upset or not feeling too hot. So that tail slit allows for the tail to go up and down, which is actually pretty cool. It has a waterproof shell fabric on it. And it has a thick teddy lining. And what I mean by teddy lining is it almost looks like sheepskin. It's not. But it's got a really thick teddy lining, which is soft and it feels comfortable against the skin. It has no rubber bands, which I guess they feel is a benefit. And we will go into that a bit more detail in the Herta because it does have rubber bands. And it also has front leg slits. And that means the same thing as the tail. So basically, there are slits in the jacket that allow for full range of motion for the front legs, which a lot of people, especially those that have their dogs wearing these coats during competition, they want to make sure that the front of the coat isn't impeding the full range of motion of the front legs. So those front legs can, in a full gait, can stretch right out. And those two slits will make that possible. So we've kind of already touched on some of the pros here. So one of our favorite pros of this particular jacket is that it has massive coverage on the major muscle groups on the hind end. So this coat, I haven't seen anything like it in my 16 years in the pet industry. It's got massive hind end coverage. So that covers all those big muscle groups in the haunches, and it just helps them keep warmer. Now, a lot of jackets have some hind end coverage, but this one is unprecedented. It covers a lot. And those leg slits, as I mentioned, on the front of the jacket allow for full range of movement when running. And the downfall of not having full range of motion, I mean, you would understand that if you were wearing clothing that didn't allow you to fully stretch your limbs if you had to, you know, engage in some activity while you were wearing this jacket. So this just allows those legs to fully stretch out. And the back legs, obviously, too. I mean, we don't usually have anything kind of holding those back legs in. So it's usually a front leg issue. And you see this issue with a lot of harnesses on the market, too, that just don't allow for the dog to actually fully stretch those front legs. So this is a huge benefit to this jacket. Now, what's also very cool about it, I mentioned all that coverage on the back hind end muscles. Now, that fabric, all of that fabric back there actually allows for the dog to lay down comfortably, and it almost spreads out like a blanket. So if your dog does have some downtime, like let's say you're even hiking and you're stopping for a break and the dog needs to lay down or even sit or get comfortable, and that coat is just going to kind of spread out almost like it's a blanket, keeping them warm. So a lot of people really like that. It's got a really durable shell, and I think out of the two jackets, probably the more durable shell, which is going to be nice if your dog is running through bush or even just getting really rowdy, I suppose, you know, other dogs' nails or teeth on the jacket. It's a really strong, durable shell. And what's also very nice about this, and I should have had this information in front of me, but I don't, is that the Tompa Pompa actually has very large sizes. The largest size we've sold in our store so far is, I want to say it's a 70 centimeter. I wanted to translate that to inches for you because even us metric Canadians, I think most of us, at least my age, think more in terms of inches than centimeters, but the coat fit this Great Dane very well. So you don't see that in many coats. A lot of people with very large dogs struggle to find coats. So this is a really big plus for this jacket as well. Now the cons, being that this jacket was designed in Finland, might be the reason for this con, meaning that possibly people in dogs in Finland aren't as chonky as they are here. But the waist strap that goes around the midsection of the body to hold the coat in place, it only goes so far. And some dogs that are exceptionally chonky, it won't completely clip. And I mean, we've only seen this problem maybe once or twice, but it's enough that it's something that we need to definitely let people know when they're shopping for coats. It's if the dog's a little bit of a sausage, it might not actually fit. Now, they have, I believe, made a few changes for this year's model, so it's possible those straps are a little longer, but ideally our dogs aren't chonky and then we don't have this issue. But I mean, who am I to speak, because my coat is very tight on me for that very reason. Now, this coat is also not compatible with a harness. I mean, it's a very thick coat, so you'd almost need a winter harness and a summer harness, meaning that you'd have a harness that you could put on top of the coat in the winter to attribute for that extra girth around the body. There is no hole on the body for attaching a harness. So that's one of the downfalls. And another downfall is that it's actually pretty hard to find in North America. In fact, I think there's only maybe one or two places in the USA and only one or two places, possibly three in Canada. And I'm pretty sure two of those three places are actually our stores. And that's Tailblazers Copperfield and Tailblazers Legacy in Calgary. So we love the coat. It's not an easy coat for us to bring in due to it coming from Finland. And with the issues in the inventory right now with everything going on in the world, it can be a little bit tricky to order it. So the good news is we're well stocked now. So if you live in the area, and sorry, no, we don't ship, you can definitely come in and try one on. So this particular coat, the Tompa Pompa, is probably my favorite choice for dogs who are running and in competitive dog sports. I love all of that extra space for the movement. There's no impeding on movement, which could lead to injury in the future. I love the tail slit that allows for the dog to communicate with their tail properly, raising it up and down when they need to. And it's just a general amazing coat. I own one for each of my dogs, even though one of my dogs is a husky. And he's only really worn it a couple of times for me to take photos, because he doesn't really need a coat on most days, at least having a fair weather dog mom like myself. All right, so moving on to the Herta Extreme Warmer key features. Now, as I mentioned, this is also a Finnish company, so the coats are designed and the company is in Finland, which for some reason they make pretty wicked dog coats. So keep that in mind while you're shopping around for a dog coat. It has 3M reflective piping throughout the jacket. It has an adjustable neckline and chest strap, which can actually be kind of hard to describe using only words, but there is like a cinch strap that goes around the neckline that helps kind of pull that in or make it a little tighter if you need to. And it also has a back length adjustment placed on the inside of the jacket. So what that means is, let's say your dog has a 20 inch from base of neck to base of tail. And let's say the coat is maybe 21 inches, because usually coats don't come in every single inch increment. So if you buy one that's an inch too long, you can use a strap at the back to actually cinch the coat and make it a little shorter. So as we mentioned, the Tompa Pompa actually has a tail slit. This coat does not, but it has an adjustment that allows for you to move the length of the back of the jacket. So that helps kind of make accommodation for the coat. And hopefully your jacket won't be more than an inch or two too long. So that cinch strap will take care of that for you and help make it fit just a little bit better. And what's really cool about this coat that I haven't seen in any other jacket is it actually has a foil lining that reflects body heat from the coat back to the body. So even though the coat's a little bit thinner, let's say the Tompa Pompa's got the teddy lining and it's quite a thick coat, this one is a thinner coat, but that foil lining is going to help bounce back, just like tinfoil, some of the heat back onto the body, which is awesome. Now, they say that they have a high tricot hood that protects the neck and ears. And I don't know what the heck tricot means. Is this a sporting term? It might be. I'm not, like I said, I'm a fair weather dog mom. I am not an extremely active person that buys active gear for even myself. But what I call this is a snooty. Now, that's a very nice, easy dog mom word. And a snooty is basically just, you can either get these separately or some coats, and I've only seen it built into this one, but it's possible others exist. that is almost like it's attached to the jacket in this case, and it's a long kind of a hood that comes over the top of the dog's neck and covers their ears. And this particular coat has a little cinch strap that just allows you to pull that snooty over, kind of snug it along the sides of the face just in front of the ears so that it stays in place. And whether or not it does at all times if your dog's extremely active remains to be seen. But that snooty can come up and protect the ears, which is really awesome. Now, there's a lot of, you can actually buy snooties separately if you have a jacket that doesn't have a built-in snooty, but you can buy these. I've seen, for instance, a company in Canada here called Chili Dogs has snooties that you can buy separately. So again, if you're going to be out for any long period of time in extreme weather, protecting those ears is really nice and important. And this particular jacket has that built right in. So it also has hind leg straps that ensure that the hem of the coat stays in place. And back to the Tompa Pompa, when they were discussing that they don't have elastic bands in their coats, these are actually elastic bands. So why they find that a detriment, I'm not sure. It might be just purely because, the dog, if it's not placed properly, could maybe trip over them or they could be chewed. They're not the most durable things on the planet, but these particular straps in this case have a bit of a function, well, a lot of a function. So sometimes you might notice with jackets how they shift side to side if the dog's really active or it's not fitting quite right. Now, these hind leg straps, actually, your dog steps into them at the back of the coat with their back legs, almost like they'd be stepping into, I don't know, say a sweater with their front legs. Now these straps wrap around the inside of their hind legs and it just holds the coat in place. So I don't really particularly see anything overly bad about that. It's an extra step when dressing your dog. Obviously you want to make sure that they step into them properly and obviously that they're not going to chew them. But honestly, if your dog's going to chew through elastics, they can chew through any of the coats. So that really doesn't matter. So the smallest size, the 10 inch or 25 centimeter, actually has an integrated harness, which is really cool. So those little dogs, I suppose it's possible because they're smaller and they have less power when they're walking, that there's actually a little harness that's built right into the coat, which is really nice. And you don't need two things. So we talked about the Tompa Pompa not being very compatible with harnesses. Now, this one actually has an opening for the harness. So there's an opening on the neck for a collar, and there's also an opening on lower down on the back for a harness. So you can, in theory, put your harness over as long as those attachments are in, or sorry, under, as long as those attachments are in the right spot. Now, personally, I prefer my harnesses over top of coats, but in that case, probably neither coat is going to be very compatible because you still need to increase the size of the harness to get it over the extra girth of the coat. So, everybody's going to have kind of their own idea of what's going to work in that regard. But if you want to put a harness under this coat, you definitely can. And if you have a dog with a 10 inch base of neck to base of tail, then there is a built-in harness for you. Now, they also talk about having large reflective prints, and basically on the hind end of these coats, there's a little kind of design and that is reflective. So that's going to help everybody see your dog when you're out walking, out and about. And that's really important because now that the sun's going down earlier here in Calgary, I can't tell you how many times I see people. Well, ironically, I'm not seeing them. The people and their dogs that are just wearing nothing reflective, they're all in dark clothing and it's really difficult to see them. And yes, if something happened, it would be my fault. But let's remember that you're on the receiving end of that injury, whether it's my fault or not. So definitely make sure that you've got reflective clothing on it, or even better, wear lighter colored clothing. Even though those are all the features, obviously those are kind of pros as well. But now let's talk about the pros in terms of a pet store owner who can tell you how these coats work and don't work for everyday dogs. So the first pro is that it has very flexible sizing. It fits most dogs. So if your dog is a little bit on the chunky side or even on the thin side, the straps can be adjusted and things. There's a lot of features on here that allow you to make the size a little bit more custom for your particular dog. Now, on that note, It is a bit of a con, which we haven't gotten into yet, but when I say very flexible sizing, I don't mean that it goes up to the same size of dogs, like Danes, for example. I don't believe that there is a coat that would fit a Dane in this line. So that's something to keep in mind. And we talked about that snooty, which is a huge selling feature. It covers the ears and the head on very cold days. That being said, how often do people use the snooties? I'm not sure, but it's there. It's there. And if you're not using it, you can just let it slouch down on the neck and it just adds a little bit of extra warmth around the collar area. So as I mentioned as well, it does have collar and harness holes, so it leaves a little bit more flexibility for how you want to walk your dog. And this coat, when we first brought them in, I want to say our oldest store has just turned 16 this month. So thank you. Congratulations, Holly. Thank you very much. We've had the Herda jacket in that location as long as I can remember. It might not have been 16 years, but it's been at least a decade. And since then, these coats have gained in popularity. This whole brand has in North America and Canada specifically. So you can usually, I know several stores just in Calgary that do sell them. And of course, two of those stores are Tailblazers Legacy and Tailblazers Copperfield. We both stock that jacket. Now, onto the cons. They can be a little bit restrictive on the front legs for running full gait. And we mentioned how there's leg slits on the Tompa Pompa that allow for the legs to fully stretch out in front of the dog. Now, this particular coat almost has like a skirt around the front of the chest. So it kind of snugs tightly on the body and it's not going to be so restrictive that a dog walking in the neighborhood or even a light play with a friend, it's not going to cause any major issues. But if your dog is a sporting dog and needs to have full range of motion in the front legs, it is not going to give that. It's going to be a little bit restrictive. And even I would say if your dog hikes or I would consider that a sport, but it's not like a full-on running sport. So I think this would be perfectly fine for that. But if you are concerned, and even if you're going on long hikes and you want the full range of motion, you might want to look at the Tompa Pompa versus this one. So another thing that actually when I was chatting with my husband Ron about this last night is he said that he struggles with this coat sometimes for thick-necked dogs. And we're talking about dogs like Frenchies and a lot of dogs with big heads, big necks. It can be that collar that goes around the side or around the neck of the dog can be a little bit tight. So you're going to want something with more flexibility in that area if your dog has a very thick neck. And Frenchies are not huge dogs, but they're little tanks. So they do have thick body parts. So I would say that in this particular breed, that could be a challenge with this coat. So in summary, for the Herda Extreme Winter Warmer, I always call it a winter warmer. I don't know why. The Herda Extreme Warmer dog jacket, I think is the best choice for walking and maybe light hiking, not super powerful running, full range of motion hiking. So this coat is suitable for almost every dog. So that's what's really nice about it. Now, in summary, finally, which coat should you get? Now, that's going to be completely on what you're doing, what activities you're doing with your dogs. If you're like me, you probably own both. Because, of course, every time there's a new style or a new color, it's definitely something I have to have for my dogs. So they each have, I think, three different jackets. And honestly, out of these two coats, I would be perfectly happy having either. My dogs aren't super, they don't usually run around a lot in their coats. I mean, they do in the yard. We have a small acreage, so they do run and play. But in this weather, I'm a fair weather person, as I mentioned, so I'm not going to be outside with them very long. So is the restrictiveness of the Herda jacket going to be an issue for my dogs? Probably not. Obviously, the style is going to play a role, and they both look very different. I know a lot of dog coats have start to become almost similar styles and they start to all look the same. And the Tompa Pompa, it's actually the brand is called Pompa. So it's like the Pompa Tompa Pompa, say that five times fast, is actually a really cool, unique jacket that, like I said, it's not as easy to get. So you're going to, if you're like me and you like to have things that other people don't have, this might be one for you to consider. Also, that heavy flank coverage in the back end, if you have a dog that's very short coated, it's going to add just a little bit of extra coverage, which is nice. If your dog's going to be laying down or resting in the jacket, my dog Kingsley, the only time he really wears a coat is he's the husky mix, keep in mind. He likes to be outside when it's cold. And so we have a little bed for him on our front patio, which he gets gated into. He can't leave. And he just likes to lay out there on snowy nights. And because I'm lame and I feel like I need to put a jacket on him, which I'm sure he's perfectly fine to not have, that Tompa Pompa actually works really well because he can lay in that and it still is comfortable and it can cover him like a blanket, which makes this lame, paranoid dog mom very happy. So that's a pro of that. If you want a thinner coat with the reflective lining and the Herta jacket, it's going to still provide a lot of warmth, but it's not going to be as thick. And that being said, I mean, the thickness of these two coats isn't extremely different, but the Herta coat is definitely thinner. They both seem very comfortable. If your dog's a little on the chunky side, you're not possibly might not fit into the Tompa Pompa. So it's really going to be up to you. And what I always say with dog apparel, if possible, I know the internet is quick and easy, but with apparel, it can be a bit of a pain because a lot of times the sizing on the websites don't match what you've measured. And that can be error on their part or it can be error on your part. Maybe you don't measure properly or it's an inch off here and there just because you've maybe not put the tape in the right area. So coming into a store like ours where the team is all very experienced in fitting hundreds and probably at this point thousands of these coats, we can give you a good idea about which coat is going to work better. Now, I know that not all of my following lives in Calgary, so that's a non-option. You can't see us, but if you find your local independent store, a mom and pop shop in our case, definitely go in and get their help. And if they don't have these jackets, you can ask for them. As I mentioned, the Tompa Pompa is going to be much harder to find. So that might be your decision-making process right there. That might mean that you're going to go for the Herta jacket because you can actually find that one pretty easily in North America. Now, the decision's up to you. I love both jackets. I can't even rate one better than the other because they're just slightly different from one another, but they both are amazing coats. And honestly, at this point, they're the only two winter jackets we carry in our stores now, with the exception of Chili Dogs, which is a whole nother episode. But we also do carry the Chili Dogs coat at our Copperfield location. And we have a few left at the Legacy store. So that might be a better option too for your dog. But as I said, that is for another episode. So I hope you enjoyed this very first product review episode. It actually went quite a bit longer than I thought. I sent out an email on Monday with the last episode just to let my followers know that it was available for download. And I had mentioned these product ones were going to be short and sweet, but this ended up being it's going to be around a half an hour long. So the comparison, do you like the comparison? Would you rather me just talk about one product? How would you like me to choose products? Do you want to request them? Just let me know. These episodes will stay around as long as I get feedback from you telling me you like them. So definitely let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And I don't do this for myself. So I want to be putting out information that actually does you some good. So definitely leave me some feedback. If you love this episode, I would love it if you could zip on over to Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. That definitely helps seek new listeners for the podcast. And so I can help lots more pet parents like you. All right, you guys have a great day and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening. If you loved this episode, please subscribe and share with your dog-loving friends. The information in this podcast is not intended to replace veterinary care. Always consult with your veterinarian for diagnosis and treatment of your pup.